It was the best Easter ever. At least that's what my brother and I thought. Usually on Easter morning, the Easter bunny left a basket for my brother and one for me filled with candies and dyed eggs. Sometimes a 45 record was included. Some of you here will remember what a 45 was. If you don't, see me later and I'll try my best to explain. The Easter basket of my childhood was filled with tiny milk chocolate eggs, speckled malted milk eggs, and bubblegum eggs. There were also chips made of yellow with some sort of marshmallow stuff covered in sugar. They were called Peeps. And back then, they were all yellow. In our Easter basket, there were any number of other assorted sugary treats. But the most treasured prize in the basket was an ostrich-sized egg made of spun sugar that was beautifully decorated with icing and more spun appliques, also made of sugar. And if that wasn't amazing enough to make this large egg enchanting, there was a hole about the size of a number two pencil at the narrow end of the egg. It was a peephole, not a peep like those marshmallow chicken things, but a peephole, as in a hole to hold up next to your eye and look inside the egg. And inside this glorious, beautiful, large egg was a scene. Not a resurrection scene with an empty tomb and holy God's sun rays bursting through. It was a bunny scene, usually, with eggs and other typical Easter stuff. At least that's how I remember the dazzling interior of the amazing Easter egg. Those eggs were certainly worth looking forward to each Easter morning. But the thing that made it the best Easter ever was a 6-foot stuffed bunny rabbit. My grandmother, my mother's mother, the one that we rarely spent much time with because she was known to have a somewhat cruel sense of humor that was not appropriate for young children, that grandmother, the one that we didn't know very well, except by reputation, apparently also had a lucky streak. Dee, my brother, and I weren't aware of that fact, that lucky streak, until the day before Easter, when she arrived at our house with a 6-foot-tall stuffed bunny rabbit. And let me tell you, to a 4- and 5-year-old, a 6-foot bunny looks about the same as a 60-foot bunny. We'd never really seen a stuffed animal that large. And we were rightly amazed by our good fortune, and our grandmother moved way up in our estimation. This bunny, whose size would certainly indicate that it was a rabbit and not a bunny, had ears that stood straight up. Its fur was mostly blue, but the inside of its ears, tummy, and tail were white. None of those details lasted very long, because not long after my brother and I thanked our grandmother for her gracious generosity and waved her goodbye, we decided and discovered the perfectly, absolutely perfect plan for the gigantic Easter bunny, and that was to use him to slide down the stairs. Hold on tightly to the ears, lie down on the belly, and have the other sibling push. And off you go, like a shot put, down to the bottom of the stairs. It was fast and fun and probably a bit dangerous. All we knew was the absolute joy. We had been given an amazing, entirely unexpected gift, and we knew nothing more than to fully enjoy the gift we had been given. And so we rode that bunny down the stairs over and over and over again. The joy never waned. For weeks and even months, the fun kept going until the bunny's arms were torn off. after being used as reins one too many times, and his legs ripped between the rungs of the banister, and stuffing floated all over the house, like clouds misguidedly stuck behind the sofa or hanging on to the ottoman. The adults in the house were in a state of constant frustration by the intrusion of the ginormous Easter bunny, but we children were thrilled. I cannot even begin to imagine the number of times we rode down the stairs on that bunny. It must have been a million. And each time held that same thrill, probably in no small part because our parents were so bothered. We knew something that they didn't. Joy. Unabashed, unrestricted joy. We had been given a gift that had been unearned, undeserved, unwarranted, from the most unsuspecting source. The gift was free and amazing. There were no strings attached. And the gift was good indeed. And the gift filled us with joy. And not just joy, but unabashed, unrestricted joy, the kind of joy that adults tend to steer away from. The kind of joy that erupts from the inside out and makes the whole world seem brighter. Early on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb of Jesus to perform the prescribed duties of care for the body of the dead. Going to that tomb must have been very hard for Mary. She had lost the one who had made her whole, the one who knew her and loved her nonetheless. The loss of her friend and teacher, Jesus, had to weigh her down, as though she were carrying a log behind her, along with the oils and spices used to preserve the corpse. And when she got to the tomb where Jesus' body had been buried, she was stunned and shocked to discover that it was empty. Her shock turned to anger, as she imagined that someone had stolen the body of the one person who had believed in her, the one who mattered more to her than anyone else, the one who changed her life and made her free from the demons that had tormented her for so long. Mary's mind was clouded that morning. She was not herself. Sadness and fear and hurt and anger filled her so completely that she could not see or think clearly. She wept from the heaviness of it all. Someone spoke and asked why she was crying. She answered, and the question was asked of her again, "Why are you crying, and whom are you looking for?" In her grief-addled mind, Mary asked if the person questioning had moved the body of Jesus so that she could perform the prescribed acts of anointing. And in the next word, in the calling of her name, Mary realized that the person speaking to her was Jesus. And Mary, in her elation and joy, rushed to him and grabbed him tightly, trying to seal this moment in time and hold on to it forever. But Jesus said to Mary, "Don't hold me, but go tell my brothers, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary went and told the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." In John's telling of the story of the resurrection, much of the emotion is left out. We don't know if Mary ran as fast as she could to tell the disciples. We're not told that her face beamed or that her countenance was totally changed from the overwhelming sadness that engulfed her as she went to the tomb. But we can imagine that that would be the case. In Luke's telling of the story, there are other women present, with Mary Magdalene, when she went to anoint the body of Jesus. After encountering the risen Lord, all the women went back to where the male disciples were hiding in fear for their own lives and shared with them what they had seen and experienced. Most of the disciples didn't trust the witness of the women, but Peter got up and ran to the tomb. And when he saw the tomb was empty, Peter went home amazed at what had happened. And this news warrants amazement. And this story wants joy. The darkness that encompassed the world and the lives of the friends and followers of Jesus and his crucifixion and death in those dark hours on Friday and the hours following have now been overtaken by the surprise and joy of his resurrection. It took a while on that first Easter morning for the reality of what had happened to sink in for the disciples. Each one began to understand the reality of the resurrected Jesus in his own time. Perhaps there's a reason that Jesus said that in order to enter the kingdom, we must first be like children. There's something real and true about those words of Jesus. We have been given life. We have been known and loved just as we are. We have witnessed the risen Lord, and we know that love wins and life wins. Darkness and death did not, do not, and will not have the final say. Our response to that should be unabashed and unrestricted joy, because we too have been given a gift that is unearned, undeserved, unwarranted, a gift that is free and amazing and with no strings attached. The gift that has been given us is so much more than the passing thrill of an enormous bunny. But we should experience and live it and share it with the same amount of joy. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Amen.